We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. It's time now to finish the week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their undisputed and wonderful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm still swine flu free, as we discussed last week.
Excellent.
Maybe that's because nobody ever, like, you know, comes into the room when I'm in here. I mean, it's like, I don't need to isolate myself. Others do that for me. But just to prove we're a week behind the curve, we did promise you a swine flu song.
This is true.
And we're delivering on that this week.
Here we go.
Ever see a swine so hot, dear? Don't you want to kiss me too? But first you'll have to get a shot, dear, 'cause there's something that I'll give to you. I'll give you fever when you kiss me, but if I'm cooked, I won't give you fever. You can eat me unless you are a Muslim or Jew. Oink! Did you hear Joe Biden say now that the airlines brought this to you? He'll try to tell you pigs can fly now. At least I heard him say swine flu, it gives you fever. Ask Joe Biden just what germ came up from the south. Fever in Joe Biden is something that they call foot in mouth. This is something to consider. How'd this outbreak get so big? Maybe it's from all those candidates who put lipstick on a pig.
Oh, Elena, we should have known we could blame Washington the whole time.
And that song was done in an adorable pig outfit, by the way. And we have a two for today. We're going to say goodbye to the American auto industry, at least only temporarily. So a few bankruptcy reorganizations.
Well, we hope so, only
and,
temporarily.
And, you know, we didn't help it at all with our song about glorifying the SUVs. So we thought we'd play that as a, you know, little tribute.
Well, it is a Capitol Steps classic, so here we go.
Well, I heard that other countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103. I'll gladly park so close to you, when you pull out, you can't see. I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Now the road may have congestion, but hey, I'll get there alive. So don't y'all pester me with questions like, oh, what would Gandhi drive? You won't catch me at Starbucks if I need a drink or a snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down would have fed a town in Somalia for a year. You wanna send me a birthday card? Well, check that address with me. 'Cause when I'm on the road, got my own zip code just for my SUV.
Yeah! Oh, Elena, the crowd responded in a way that you didn't expect there.
They were like, yeah, we drive SUVs, yay!
They were saying, absolutely, you got it right.
And therein lies the problem.
Elena,
our audience.
Exactly. Elena, we got to run. Thanks for being with
All
us.
Right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. Pick up their brand new CD, Obama Mia. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.